eighth finalist is also from New York City. Please welcome Lauren Washington and Angel Davis.
For Lauren Washington, there was a lot riding on the next 20 minutes.
Reminder apps that try to cut through that clutter, but it only focuses on one occasion. There are the to-do apps that you have to manually input occasionally.
It was October 2014, and she was in Buffalo for the first ever 43 North competition, vying with 10 other finalists for the $1 million grand prize. 43 North is billed as the world's largest business plan competition. It aims to fix a weak link in the local economy, a lack of startup companies. Applications come from startups in all 50 states and across the world. But as the competition enters its fourth year, organizers are finding that bringing companies to Buffalo is easier than keeping them here. Washington won $250,000. In exchange, she had to give 43 North a 5% stake in her company and move to Buffalo for at least a year.
For me, I never thought twice about moving there. If you're running a company, this is something that you really dream about.
She liked Buffalo, the new restaurants, the cheap rent, and the chance to see a city rebuilding itself. But after her year was up and a deal with a local investor fell through, it was hard to justify staying.
So really, literally within 2 weeks, I had to make the decision to leave Buffalo, and it was pretty devastating.
She wasn't the only one who made this decision. The first 2 years of competition brought 14 companies to Buffalo from Boston, Toronto, New York. Only three of them still have employees here. Most of the companies that stayed were local to begin with.
Most of the out-of-town winners don't stay. Is that a problem?
Well, you know, our number one priority, it's always been the priority for our companies to make sure that they're successful.
That's 43 North's executive director, John Gavigan. Since 43 North owns 5% of each winning company, the organization could make its investment back if they succeed. But most, like most startups, will probably fail. Offering bigger prizes means bigger risks. $4 million in prize money has gone to companies that no longer employ anyone in the region. James Allen spent years attracting companies to Amherst as executive director of the town's industrial development agency. He said asking companies to stay for a year isn't long enough.
You know, it's a gamble, unfortunately, that hasn't paid off. I think it's concerned now. Now that we have a track record to look at, I really do think that there needs to be a stipulation that if you win this round, you'll stay for 3 to 5 years.
But Gavigan said that could deter the best companies from even applying. He said it's not just about where the companies end up.
People are beginning to believe that Buffalo is a place that you can start and grow a business and have a successful life. How do you put a price tag on that?
The price tag so far has been $17 million in state funding, and the governor is doubling down. Earlier this year, he committed another $25 million to 43 North, enough for 5 more years of competition. Experts I spoke to weren't surprised that out-of-town companies tend to leave. They said startups depend on local networks and relationships, and it's hard for them to uproot and rebuild that somewhere new. Most of the companies that left went home. Lauren Washington experienced this firsthand.
It's really tough, I think, when you are a startup to have to not only build your company from scratch, but build your networks from scratch.
Ultimately, she left because Buffalo wasn't the best place to grow her business. In a few months, last year's winners will be facing the same decision. For WBFO News, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.